soccer hit. This is audio of Chosen Wisdom Words of White Eagle. Healers and Healing, Part 13. A selection of the Stargazer's favorite teachings of the White Eagle Group of Guides. Rays of Wisdom, Healers and Healing, White Eagle Teachings. This part of my writings contains the essences of some of my favorite teachings that were given by the White Eagle Group of Spirit Guides a long time ago. When I first encountered them, they were echoing so many of the insights that were constantly coming to me intuitively that I decided to include some of the teachings in my work. They are appearing here with the kind permission of the White Eagle Lodge, which was founded the 22nd of February 1936 in London. Unbeknown to me, it celebrated the 70th anniversary of its existence in 1976, the year Rays of Wisdom came into being. By now, White Eagle has become a world movement with many followers in a number of countries. This appendix is dedicated to the memory of the Lodge's founders, Grace and Ivan Cook. Grace was the spiritual medium through which the White Eagle Group of Guides gave their teachings. White Eagle called her mine Esther. More about this in the section Books, Further Studying. The symbol of the White Eagle is used for the spokesperson of one of the groups in the world of spirit in charge of humankind. It stands for the Great White Spirit who lifts us and our world on its mighty wings directly into the heart of the sun, the spiritual sun beyond the sun in the sky above us. Over the ages, its wisdom has flown from the highest levels of life into the consciousness of humankind in the darkness and confinement of its earthly existence. This has happened all along through all manner of sources, including White Eagle for the present age. The Great Eagle has always helped humankind to gain access to God's wisdom and light of understanding, to find it is every soul's birthright. He is still with us now and he will accompany us forever. The first time I ever came across this item was in the Stella Polaris issue of February, March 2017. We have chosen to call this center the White Eagle Lodge, a name not bearing reference to any particular person, but referring to the White Eagle as a symbol of vision, used down the ages by the wise ones whom we are privileged to serve. This is to be a center of light and all who would serve the Great White Light, whatever their denomination and whatever their school of thought may be, can meet here on a common plane of brotherhood and service. Therefore, beloved children, we say that this place is to be a lighthouse to guide men and women, and we ask you to help us establish and maintain the light within. Let this become a focal point for the light of spirit. White Eagle, these words do not only apply to the First Lodge in London, but to every one of our star centers that now exist around our world. The following is the essence of a teaching from the White Eagle Group of Spirit Guides that reached me as a Monday thought on the 19th of June 2017. Although it's impossible to describe the heavenly life with earthly words, we shall try to give you at least an idea of it. The physical world in which you presently have your being is of a very heavy vibration. But just for a moment, close yourself off from everything that is crude and harsh there and with your inner vision try to see the beauty of a rose. Do not only perceive its outer form but the vibrant life force that emanates from it and radiates from the heavenly realms throughout the whole of creation, including your world and ours. And now imagine that the rose transforms itself into a golden light of such beauty and brilliance that earthly eyes shy away from it. Even if you can sense the essence and perfume of this flower, you are merely touching the outermost fringe of the life force that dwells within it, which to many is known as God. That is the place from where all life emerges as an idea and to whom each one of us will be returning in the fullness of time. The following is the essence of three items from There Shall Be Light, Stellar Polaris Volume 46. The seeds of the siblinghood with all life that knows nothing but love is in every one of you. Do not look on the outer level of life for love but within and become more loving yourself. You are a dynamic being who can only attract that which you are yourself. The world around you is a mirror of what is happening within. So, whenever you want to change something in your world, first take a deep and utterly honest look into the mirror of the self. Each one of you has to do this for themselves because you can only recognize yourself by your reflection. Never forget that each one of you has the best as well as the worst within. When you observe the ugly and painful things that are happening in your world, feelings of compassion and humility with all involved arise in you, and you feel the need to pray for a purification of your own soul and that of your world to take all of you closer to God. The desire for loving and forgiving rather than hurting, criticizing and resenting awaken in you. Please do not ever think, "Oh, that is too much for me." The only thing we ask of you is to simply keep on trying day by day. Every time you look into the mirror honestly and quietly affirm, "I am God's child and I seek to obey the law of love, God's law." Do not attack evil, dissolve it. The whole of creation contains two aspects, a negative one and its positive counterpart, that which is good. This part is all love, and with the passing of time absorbs what is known as evil in your world into itself and creates more good from it. God is omnipotent, omniscient and omnipresent, and humankind lives in its heart, and although many find it hard to accept that good and bad alike are within our Creator's power, both aspects have their origin in the life of God and proceed from there. You need to know that that which is evil and ugly in your world and anywhere else is the unevolved and undeveloped part of life. All the powers that are in God are also in you. That is why when your highest self first starts building itself an earthly counterpart, it has to start at the lowest point, just the same as the universal intelligence of the Almighty, whose spark you are, has to do when creating anything. The same applies to every field of human endeavor, be it the ability to conduct satisfying and rewarding personal relationships, or being successful professionally, artistically as well as spiritually. There are no shortcuts. In each case you have to start with the bottom step of the ladder, slowly and patiently working your way up to beauty and perfection. Everything that to this day leaves much to be desired in your world is part of humankind's lower earthly nature in its slowly evolving state. Evil is a consuming and destructive force. It's a fire that first tests and tries humankind's metal to its utmost. Later on it is absorbed by the individual and collective development of the Christ nature. The Christ fire consumes everything that is no longer of any use and transforms it into something good. During the later stages of your development, when the thoughts, words and actions you in your ignorance of what is at stake once sent into the world return to you, the result tests and tries your whole being frequently to breaking point. The suffering endured pays the karmic debts that were incurred earlier. By the time you have recovered, you have become thoroughly familiar with the nature of suffering. Your higher nature is awakening from its slumber, and your heart fills with love and compassion whenever you see someone in distress. You have come to admire the people who happily share their talents with anyone who is in need of them and the work they are doing. Like them, you want to become a useful member of society and assist those who are suffering the way you once did. With this, the healer's pathway is opening before you. As Elizabeth Kubler-Ross put it, the most beautiful people are those who have experienced defeat, suffering, struggle and loss and have found their way out of the depths. These people have an appreciation, a sensitivity and an understanding of life that fills them with compassion, gentleness and a deep loving concern. Such things do not just happen. They can only grow from within. With the awakening of the good and higher aspects of your nature, the Christ Spirit, the process of absorbing the ugly and evil parts of your lower earthly self begins. As this happens in ever more of you, with the passing of time all evil will eventually vanish from your world. And that is the only way Christ can become the Savior and Redeemer of you and ultimately your whole world. Many believe that by attacking evil they can do their share of getting rid of it. But when you have become aware of God's true nature and your own, you know that this is not the right course of action and that the best you can do to dissolve any kind of evil is by radiating the light of the Christ star into the distressed people and areas of your world. Those who view evil from the perspective we are bringing here, will have no difficulties recognizing the wise higher purpose it fulfills in earthly life to this day. We, your friends and helpers in the world of light, have walked this way before you. We understand your difficulties only too well. That is why we are volunteering to light the road every human soul must travel. We are trying to help you overcome the darkness of earthly life by showing how each one of you has to make their contribution towards absorbing it into the Christ light of love and compassion, wisdom and truth which, if only in seed form, is in every one of you. One of these days you may wish to join us and assist those you have left behind and who are still struggling in the darkness of earthly life. Good or white magic. Good or white magic is performed with the knowledge and assistance of the angels of light. This ritual is carried out by people who work from their heart center and with the highest intentions. Because they love those around them, they do not try to impose their own will upon them. Seeking nothing for themselves, they work unselfishly for the good of all. Many groups who work with the white light will spring up all over the earth in the days to come. Working in them allies the server with the forces of light and requires a spirit that is dedicated to selfless service. Those who insist on working entirely for themselves, wishing to draw everything to themselves and imposing their will upon others, form an alliance with the negative forces. Awakened ones have no thoughts of themselves. Their only desire is to give love and light, to bless and raise all God's children to a higher state of consciousness. They give without reservations, from their loving hearts. Such selfless giving distinguishes the white from the dark magic. Rays of wisdom, healers and healing, the very best of White Eagle, eternal and true. The following is the essence of a teaching of the White Eagle group of guides from the Gentle Brother Stella Polaris, December 2015. January 2016. Train yourself to look beyond the end of your nose, away from the darkness of earth life into the light of higher and highest realities. Focus on the things that are eternal and true, for they have been given to you to help you on your evolutionary journey. Maybe your present lifetime is a rosy passage and you are wafted along on wings of love, or the opposite is true for you. Of whatever nature your experiences are, never forget that through them we, the wise ones in charge of you in the world of light, are slowly but surely guiding each one of you and your whole world along an eternal evolutionary pathway of progress. On this road you are gradually becoming ever more aware of the perfect outworking of God's great plan of life and universal laws. Through this your consciousness is constantly expanding and your earthly self is growing in wisdom and understanding. Ear hath not heard nor eyes seen the wonders of the heavenly state, to which all of you are moving. The further you travel along this road, the more you can see for yourself that in truth there is no death, only a change of the dimensions you live in. As your inner eyes open, your vision opens to what kind of spiritual growth lies ahead and the beautiful conditions you are going to take part in. Refuse to look on the dark side of anything and never forget that whatever appears to earthly perceptions as a tragedy or disaster is part of the unfolding of God's perfect plan. You can be sure that through the things that are happening in your world, behind the scenes on the higher and highest levels of life, God's wise and loving power is bringing ever more beauty, kindness and goodness into your world. Divine wisdom creates light out of darkness and makes knowledge and wisdom grow from ignorance. Through your younger and less evolved siblings, who are still in the process of getting to know the lower aspects of their nature. The universal power shows the older and more highly evolved ones in your midst the senselessness and futility of all kinds of aggression and warmongering. This is teaching you the value and preciousness of human life and of peace. And now open yourselves to the holy blessings of God, the Father, Mother and their only born Son, Daughter, the Spirit of the Universal Christ. Like incense from a communion table, may our prayers of thanksgivings rise to the heavens, the highest levels of life, the feminine, soul of your world. Rays of wisdom, healers and healing, the soul of our world. From White Eagles, developing the feeling nature in, the light bringer comes the following wisdom. The individual cannot find God by intellect alone. People are trying so to do at the present time, however. Many are seeking to intellectualize God, but no one, we repeat, can find God through the intellect alone. Everyone has to go through a development of their soul, learning to feel their feelings and their love first. You can only lastingly find God through life, through your feelings, through your soul, so that the soul becomes like a bridge between heaven and earth, bringing humankind back again to God. The soul is the bridge. It enables the child of earth to contact God again. We are trying to convey the nature of this divine trinity of Father, Mother and Son, the perfect and holy trinity of life. We are endeavoring to show the necessity for that sacred marriage or union between spirit and soul that needs to take place within every human being. It is the woman aspect, the divine mother aspect, which is the tenderness, the love and the gentleness in life, the tenderness without which spiritual death must ensue. Do you see the importance of woman's place in the scheme of things? First, let us say that women, those who are in the highly privileged position on earth of being in a woman's body with womanly qualities, have great responsibilities. They do not all recognize such responsibilities, for they allow their lower or weaker self to take possession of them instead of realizing their noble and divine attribute, the attribute of the Divine Mother. The work of the woman in you, the feminine, caring and nurturing side, which both genders contain, whether you are physically a mother or not in this world, is to give love and motherhood, to nurture and care for, in other words to mother all life, to express motherhood with tender love and sympathy, and with wisdom which is as important as the love. Finding the woman within you, you must endeavor to develop the qualities of the Divine Mother. Can you see that the Divine Mother is herself the soul of humankind? It is the soul, and the soul is the intermediary between the individual self and the first principle or will of God. When you arise and manifest from within yourself the dignity of the divine principle that is behind womanhood, wars will cease because the soul, or the woman, desires neither strife nor war. The soul is peace, loving, the soul yearns for beauty, harmony and perfection, the soul, being intuitive, can look into the future desiring to protect the race, not to destroy it. We speak most earnestly to all women, urging them to develop the qualities of the noble, the Holy Mary, the mother aspect. And now I would like to share with you an updated and extended White Eagle teaching that appeared many decades ago in The Lightbringer, developing the feeling nature. The individual cannot find God by intellect alone, although to this day many are trying to do so. No matter how hard you may try to intellectualize God, it is impossible to find the divine through the intellect alone. Everyone first has to go through a development of their soul and must learn how to love and feel their feelings. You can only lastingly find God through life itself and the world of your feelings, as that is your soul. The soul needs to act as the bridge between heaven and earth that brings humankind back to its creator and enables you, as a child of the earth, to contact God. By God we mean the divine trinity of Father, Mother and Son. They are the perfect and holy trinity of life, and our aim is to show you the necessity for the sacred marriage or union between spirit and soul that in due course needs to take place in all human beings. The femininity of the Divine Mother is that which manifests as tenderness, love and gentleness in life. Without it, spiritual death ensues. Do you see the importance of the feminine in your world and woman's place in the great scheme of things? All those who are in the privileged position of presently being in a woman's body that is endowed with womanly qualities have great responsibilities. For as long as you fail to recognize them, you are in danger of allowing your lower earthly and weaker self to act out its characteristics rather than realizing and manifesting their own noble and divine attributes of the Divine Mother. The feminine in both genders alike is your caring and nurturing side. Whether you are physically a mother or not in this lifetime, the work of the feminine aspect of your nature is to give love and provide motherhood by nurturing and caring for all life forms. This needs to be expressed with tender love and sympathy, and also with wisdom, which is just as important as the first two qualities. To find the woman within you, you yourself need to strive to develop the great mother's nature. Can you see that she is the soul of humankind? Not only that, she is also the intermediary between the individual self and the first principle, the will and power of God, the Father aspect of the Divine. The Mother is the second principle, and their Son, the Spirit of the Universal Christ, is the third principle of the Holy Trinity. Each one of you and us is a spark of His, her great light. When everybody has woken up to their true nature and manifests from within themselves the dignity of the divine principle of the feminine, there will be no more wars in your world. The feminine in women and men alike, when it is allowed to come to the fore and express itself, desires neither strife nor conflict. The feminine aspect of your nature, your soul, is peace, loving and yearns for beauty, harmony and perfection. Being intuitive and at one with God, the soul can look into the future, and all she desires is to protect the human race, not to destroy it. We speak most earnestly to all of you and urge you to bring forth and develop the highest and noblest qualities of the Great Mother. The Virgin Mary of the Jesus legend is her symbol. Rays of wisdom, healing corner for parents and children, in the name of love. The following is the essence of a teaching from the White Eagle Group of Spirit Guides from the book, Spiritual Unfoldment, which was first published in the 1940s. The law of life is love, and in the course of many lifetimes every human being is destined to evolve into a young God, and that is someone who loves God's way, totally, unconditionally and above all wisely, and being able to give without expecting anything in return. However, in the early stages of your earthly education you frequently misunderstand sentiment as love. During that phase of your development you try to cover your weaknesses and faults by saying that you are doing things in the name of love. Alas, for as long as you are blinded in this way you cannot yet perceive the true needs of those around you, that is their spiritual requirement for learning, each through their own experiences, so that through this you grow in understanding and wisdom. This prevents you from giving real service. It causes you to give foolishly in ways that indulge the other one and indirectly your own selfishness. This brings to mind devoted parents who give their children everything they demand, in the belief that what they are doing is an expression of their love. Instead of creating opportunities through which their offspring can learn and grow, such parents are robbing their youngsters of the means for self-development and self-expression. More highly evolved parents are aware that the Great Mother allows all her children to come to their own decisions and make their own mistakes, so they can learn from them and do better next time round. Being a wise parent does not mean you are cold and indifferent towards your children. Quite the opposite is true. Your love is so great and you are so wise that you recognize your children's requirement for experiencing life, each in its own unique and special way. The greatest gift any parent can give their offspring is as early as possible encouraging them to come to their own conclusions and make their own decisions. When you have learnt to love God's way, you will know when to give and when to withhold something and for how long, as this helps your child to learn how to appreciate the value of things. Too many sweets in more than one sense can be the cause of severe bilious attacks. If you indulge those around you and give them all they want, mistaking this to be love, in due course you are likely to create a spiritual bilious attack that will be as uncomfortable for your loved ones as for you. Human motherly love with its maternal instincts in its lowest form expresses itself as possessiveness that has its roots in selfishness. Experiencing this is an inevitable part of humankind's early earthly education. The higher you move on the evolutionary spiral of life, the more the caring and nurturing divine aspects of maternal love in both women and men come to the fore of their consciousness and gradually take over their whole being. This kind of love is creative and endlessly giving. It manifests itself in the creation of every new life. In the long evolutionary process that follows each birth, divine love constantly endeavors to assist its creation to become ever more beautiful and perfect. In the case of human beings, this is achieved when all aspects of their nature are integrated and working together peacefully and harmoniously, the way they are doing in God. As you mature into spiritual adulthood, you are familiar with your own true nature and why you are taking part in earthly life. In your lifetimes as women or men in which you play the role of a parent, you no longer look at your children as your property. You know that they are not of you, but merely have come through you. This awareness makes it easier for you to steer the youngsters in your charge in the right direction. Because you realize that your children are on the earth for the same reasons that you are, if their natural gifts are different from your interests and inclinations, you would not dream of forcing them to follow in your footsteps. Aware that their talents, like yours, are likely to have taken many lifetimes to develop and that with the necessary encouragement in this one they may fully unfold, you do your best to support your children. In some of your lifetimes you appear as a man and on other occasions as a woman. Depending on your karma and what kind of life lessons are most beneficial for you, you are sometimes required to act the part of a father or a mother. And how does your mind react when you realize that in some of your lifetimes you could have been the son or daughter of the person who is your child in this one? So, enjoy your children as gifts for a time, the same as everything else you are allowed access to in your earthly existence. Glorify and protect Mother Earth, dear friends, as one of the many physical and spiritual manifestations of the Great Mother of all life. Each one of you, women and men alike, are another one. And now I would like to share with you the essence of a White Eagle teaching from the Gentle Brother Stella Polaris, August, September 2011. Every action brings its due reward and result. Any action in physical life is like a seed that is sown into the earth, and the harvest of every action you take has to be reaped by you. At present, the world as a whole is not yet conscious enough of the karmic debts that by now have accumulated. In due course, each one of them that is the result of even a single wrong and cruel word and action that incites hatred of one person for another and one country towards another, has to be paid in full, by each one of you, individually and collectively. It is impossible to sow tares and reap wheat. Tares is an old Middle English word of unknown origin. It is a biblical term used in St. Matthew 13:24-30 for a harmful weed that resembles corn when young. This is the teaching of the Great Ones, who once came to the earth plane from the circle of the Christ star. These great beings still remain with this planet. They will be watching over it until every last soul has been safely reunited with the Great Father, Mother of all life. The things we are telling you here are sacred truths. The Great Ones are a practical example of the true siblinghood that exists between all parts and beings of God's creation. They are illumined souls who so love God's children of the earth that they will not leave them alone in the darkness of this planet until the consciousness of every last soul has been raised into the awareness of its true nature as a son, daughter of God. From the star circle, where these beings dwell, rays of light are constantly pouring onto the earth plane.